So, Richard, how is your foot?
Blood is slowly leaving the foot by the gallons.
Yeah, I think I've seen a gallon so far. So
yeah, well, most of it's been cleaned up.
Well, that's fine.
I now know what John McClane went through.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's pretty
Shoot
funny.
The glass.
Shoot the glass!
So we're just going to talk about a few movies coming out this weekend.
All two of them.
Yeah, there's two. I'll talk about my favorite, San Andreas.
And my favorite, Aloha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you're seeing neither.
No.
I might try and see San Andreas. We'll see.
I'll take a break this weekend.
That's fine.
That'll be the...
Sneak in.
I'll do orchard work and not care about going to the movies.
Well, that seems like a fair bet.
Cut down a tree and drag it out with my hands.
So, San Andreas, it's The Rock versus an earthquake.
Yes, fantastic.
From the director of Cats and Dogs 2.
Ooh.
And Journey to the Center of the Earth 2.
You mean the Mysterious Island?
Yeah. Mysterious Island, yeah.
Oh, ow.
Brad Peyton.
Oh my god, that's his pedigree? Like, oh my god, it's awful.
Yeah, not a good track record,
Ooh.
Richard. I won't lie.
Well, The Rock was in one of those movies.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, why The Rock's in this movie.
I think so, to a degree. Or maybe why the director got hired.
Probably, yeah.
That connection.
The Rock was like, oh, I'll tell you something, man. There's this guy I worked with. He did a great movie where I did sang the song at the end of the movie. And now I want him to do San Andreas for me. The earthquake movie, man. Come on, let's do it.
He's Elvis?
Apparently. Smell what The Rock is cooking. Peanut butter and a sandwich.
But it's also got Paul Giamatti in it.
Sure.
And Carla Gugino.
Oh, yeah.
Very hot.
Yeah.
And I can't really say her name, but Alexandra...
Daddario?
Whatever, from True Detective.
Double D's!
True Detective.
Yeah.
Who, shit. Like, looking at this trailer, I can't take her seriously as someone's daughter.
Nope.
Because she's got giant titties.
And a great ass.
And she's just hot.
You got your head all the way up it!
Very sexy. I'm going to be very misogynistic about that.
Well, the only thing that's good about that San Andreas trailer is when Carla Gugino's running around in a low-cut outfit.
On the roof of all places.
Bouncy, bouncy,
makes
bouncy.
No sense, but this whole trailer makes no sense.
Well, physics don't work in this world. Come on now.
No. I mean, somehow they get from L.A. to San Francisco.
Whatever. It's fine.
I guess rescue his daughter.
I guess.
I don't really know.
Well, I mean, the worst part is... It's a flimsy plot from the trailer because you're a rescue. You fly a helicopter. You've rescued like 600 missions. You've gone 600 missions. I'll just do what I can, ma'am. And it's just like, oh, I guess he's going to use that helicopter to do something when the earthquake hits. And like that's so boring. It's like, I don't, like these movies went out of style in the 70s. Like, I don't want to see these again. And they had bigger casts.
Like Towering Inferno.
Well, yeah, it was like
a huge cast.
If you're going to do a movie like this, bring back like fucking A-grade celebrities in like the waiter role or something. It's like Gene Hackman or Michael Caine is the busboy
in
San Andreas. There's an earthquake coming, Mr. Wayne.
Mr.
Wayne. Earthquake coming, and I'm going to leave you alone. I failed you. And like, because the guy at his table dies. He goes, I failed you. And then...
So you're trying... You're Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine. Yeah. Oh, I haven't done it in a while. But then that's my... And then Ian McKellen is another busboy.
Oh, he would be. Wow.
The earthquake has come. We must go now. And then he gets killed by like a roof falls on him. He goes, no! Oh! Leave me! And then everyone leaves him. He's dead.
No. But see, The Rock has to bring Ian McKellen's body to San Francisco.
Maybe.
You know, the whole...
I gotta bring your body in, man. Thank you, boy.
Yeah.
And then,
To his long-lost lover on Castro.
Robert Forster's the other bellboy. they're all waitresses and
it's
waiters.
It's a hotel they're at?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It looks like, Carla Gugino's in a hotel.
It's at a restaurant.
It's at a restaurant, and that's when the earthquake hits.
Yeah.
So it's like all the restaurant staff is famous people. I think that'd be good. And then maybe throw in, like, you know, a couple of, Asian people to
sure.
To do the
sure.
whole, like, equality thing.
Now, who plays the earthquake?
Oh, shit. Probably.
He's fighting The Rock.
Monique,
wow.
Absolutely.
Well, she hasn't worked in a long time.
Or Gabrielle Siboney.
Even worse.
Or both. Because, you know, I could buy that.
Oh, boy, Richard, you are on a tear tonight.
Yep. It's the loss of blood.
I can tell. It's all right. It's not doing you well.
But you want to see this movie. I don't know why.
I think it's a big spectacle movie. It's got
The
Rock.
Is it because of The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock sells me. There was a clip I saw where he actually was pretty glib, which I thought was kind of funny. In a moment of pure disaster, the guy's still making jokes.
Well, yeah.
I was like, okay. At least this movie isn't totally dry and depressing.
Well, it'd be better.
Millions are dying, but who cares?
I'm glad to see he's in this, not Vin Diesel.
That was
like
so Vin Diesel
worse. Like, this would have been really bad. Like, Vin Diesel's Witch Hunter looks like shit. We saw that trailer, it was on Mad Max when we all saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was like, ugh. Like, if the whole audience was like, yeah, here's another bomb. Riddick 2 size
bomb.
Well,
I thought it looked interesting when he had the beard and he's like back in time.
Well,
I thought
it was back in time.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's a modern day.
It's modern.
Movie?
It's like, oh.
Or he shaves and he just looks like Vin Diesel. Like, that's boring. No. I don't want to see that.
No, yeah, Rose Leslie's better than that. I feel bad.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is like Beastmaster 2.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's like, that's like the same movie.
It's basically a B-grade action movie, which is going to do like 12 million opening weekend. Everyone
it costs like 60
it.
Or 80
yeah.
at least. It's like
ugh.
Huge bomb.
Ugh.
But yeah, at least The Rock has charisma, which is definitely
unlike
a
this bomb that's going to
yeah,
open
yeah.
this Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll have.
I don't think this movie's gonna do that great.
No, I think it'll have a solid opening weekend, but it'll be basically everyone wants to see it, will have seen
right,
it,
yeah,
and then it'll
yeah.
just tank after that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you think it will touch 40 million? I don't even think it'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it'll be around 50.
What?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's crazy.
Talk. I think so.
That's insane.
But I think. I would have like a 70% drop though. The
oh,
same weekend.
85% drop. All
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll just tank after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, between Spy and Insidious.
That's true. Yeah.
3 or whatever.
Spy is going to be a big hit.
I mean, those will both take some money. So.
Oh, big time! Spy will destroy San Andreas.
Yeah. So
Melissa McCarthy could have been that earthquake.
Yo, I would have still seen that movie.
She lost weight though. She looks.
She did. Yeah.
She looked
yeah,
good.
So she looked
her,
better.
Hollywood Walk of Fame star thing.
Oh, she got one.
She got one.
Well, that makes sense.
JCVD, no. But Liz McCarthy, yes.
She's been in one movie, so that's fair.
Well, she's been in 3.
And Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
There you go.
Boom.
Money. Big money. Big money.
Boom.
So now, Aloha.
No idea what that's about.
Well, I think it's a bad sign when the press is getting no screenings
yeah,
for this movie.
That's not good.
Boy, Cameron Crowe just keeps digging his own grave.
Well, we bought a zoo, and he's going to buy himself a shotgun after Aloha.
Yeah, I mean, it does not look...
To the temple. Boom.
Well, it's like Elizabethtown.
Aloha!
Then we bought a zoo.
Yeah.
Now this one.
Yeah.
It's like, boy, he hasn't had a good movie in a while.
No. I think Almost Famous, he just blew his wad with that one.
That was pretty much it.
Pretty much it.
That, Jerry Maguire, which...
But that was before. That was 97.
And that's still... I
that's,
mean, at this point, it's a dated
movie. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I think Almost Famous you can still watch.
Sure.
But...
Renee Zellweger kills Jerry Maguire.
But Jerry Maguire is just... It's
yeah.
just... You can't really
you
see.
Had me at... Hello! You had me at... Hello!
And the first half hour is still good. When it's in the sports center, it's like...
Kelly Preston shows her boobies.
Does she, by the way?
Yeah, they have like a really ridiculous sex scene.
Oh, I forgot about that. I guess that's all Scientology
you
stuff.
You can tell Tom Cruise isn't into it, but she is. Because he's gay.
But
allegedly.
No. But yeah, Aloha, though. I'm still not really sure what it's about.
I have no idea what it's about.
He's like flying a plane.
Emma Stone's
or he's like,
a helicopter pilot.
I guess. He's
I
like, just like giving him a tour.
She's a helicopter pilot, and there's an earthquake. He's got to save people, and the rock comes and shoots her down.
Maybe that'd be a better movie.
Aloha, motherfucker!
Yeah, he's trying to figure out his relationship with Rachel McAdams.
Is that who's in it, too?
Yeah, and then, like, John Krasinski's in it.
She disappears for 10 years, and all of a sudden she's in every fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like, why? Well, I guess she learned, because it was like, oh, by the way, your career is going to end if you don't at least do one movie a year.
It's like, okay, you
but
need
now she's
to work.
Done shit. Like, she's done
yeah.
tons of shit.
It was weird because she dropped off the map of her own volition. It
yes,
must have been.
Yes,
there's no
yes.
other way.
No, it's
for
reason.
For 5 years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in that time she did like State of Play. It was the last movie she did to get back into it
before disappearing.
No, it was like when she started back.
Oh,
she did like some Pierce Brosnan
State of
movie.
Play was like 2007. I think that was a long time ago.
Well, let's look it up. We're talking about the movie.
Because she did a bunch of like she did that De Palma movie, which no one saw.
Which one was that?
I can't remember. The one with Noomi Rapace.
Oh, yeah. Boy,
that
no one saw that one.
Yeah.
It
was a forgotten classic, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, she did Family Stone in 2005.
Yeah, that's when she was starting to take off.
Yeah, then she did two movies that no one saw.
Yeah.
That did not even crack $2 million total.
Ouch.
Then she did State of Play in 2009.
Yeah.
Which one are we talking about? Was it, Passion? Is that it?
Yes, Passion.
Yeah. But yeah, after that she tried to revive her career, but it just hasn't never really taken off.
Oh, and
she had
Sherlock Holmes.
Like it had.
But then she's in Sherlock Holmes 2 for like 2 seconds. Which is fine by me.
2 seconds.
Jared Harris kills her, and then he goes and he cleans houses with his ghost powers.
But no, yeah, I don't know what this movie's about.
No.
I didn't think the humor in the trailer was very funny.
No.
Or original.
And John Krasinski's in it, so that's a killer. That kills any movie.
Yeah, that joke didn't fly for me either. Or the bit where she, like, pops in and she's excited and he's like, give me 2 more shots of espresso instead of the 1 shot that I originally asked for. It's
whatever.
Like, that's funny 20 years ago, maybe, when...
Starbucks humor.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
latte.
Not good.
Give me a vanilla latte. Like, oh.
Yeah, and it seems like Alec Baldwin and Danny McBride will be wasted in this movie.
Well, I feel like this was made when Danny McBride was still hot, so 2009. So this movie must
it
be
does feel
old.
It does feel old to me.
Because
it wasn't made last year.
No, I think this has been on the shelf for a while.
Yeah. Like, this seems like a dump time, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's a big movie, but... it's against a lot of crap, and we don't really care.
Yeah,
it's like, whatever.
Whatever, we don't care.
It's like a quarterly earnings report thing, more than like
money
thing.
It's their write-off. We need to release this because we're going to make the quarter. This is going to be our quarter loss, so we'll write it off next to the hits that we do have for the quarter.
Oh, but yeah, Rachel McAdams has a lot coming out.
Yeah.
Because yeah, she has Aloha, this movie Spotlight, I haven't heard of.
She's got True Detective.
Southpaw, and then True Detective.
Yeah, with
three
Southpaw,
movies,
she's in it for 2 minutes.
Let's
she's go. Dead.
Three movies and a TV show she's got this year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Apparently.
She's a busy woman. But, yeah, I'm not seeing that one.
No.
I do want to see San Andreas, but that's about it.
You go on and just have fun with your San Andreas and tell me if Carla Regina dies right away.
I will.
I gotta
let you know.
She dies and then
I think so,
daughter.
I think so.
Because I feel like that's his ex or something.
I think so, yeah.
It's not going to be the general.
They're all trying to reunite
together.
Yeah.
You cared about your work. I was saving lives.
Elvis.
I'll save you.
Yeah, Elvis Rock.
Hey, well.
All right, let's go to the bar.
Let's go. How long was that one?